Hello, my name is Gillian Bowen, and this is Small Firm Big Impact.
By making the general interest charge non-deductible, the government has effectively increased the cost of tax debt. Accountants need to make their clients aware that there is going to be an increasing cost of having tax debt. And once the clients realise that, it's likely to generate a lot of work for our members.
It's the podcast giving chartered accountants the up-to-date information they need to do their jobs. Each episode, I share resources, tools, and expert advice provided by Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand and a range of people across our profession. So get following the pod in your favourite podcast app. Let's start a conversation. Today, we welcome back CA ANZ Senior Tax Advocate Susan Frank CA. The topic, tax debt, in particular, the tax debt of small business and why it's going to cost more in 2025 to have tax debt. Susan, thanks for coming back to Small Firm Big Impact.
Oh, thanks, Gil. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so let's set this up. Let's explain, what is the current situation?
Well, current situation is when a taxpayer doesn't pay tax on time, they're charged interest. In ATO speak, it's called the general interest charge. The general interest charge is calculated as the 90-day bank bill rate plus 7%. Currently, that rate is 11.34%.
Do you think people are aware of what that is and that they can be impacted by it?
People are aware that the ATO charges interest on tax debt. In the last couple of years, it's actually waived the general interest charge or remitted the general interest charge because of the COVID situation, but it's back to charging it again. And if you're a business, the general interest charge is a deductible expense. So people are aware that they're being charged interest.
Okay. All right. So what we are discussing today is that they may not be aware that there is a change in the tax deductibility of that interest charge. So before we do that, first of all, why do we have these interest charges?
We have these interest charges to help compensate the federal government for the delay in the receipt of the revenue. So the 90-day bank bill rate is meant to compensate the government for the delayed receipt of revenue. The 7% uplift factor was set to encourage the payment of the tax liabilities when they were due and to discourage the ongoing use of tax debts as a source of finance for business.
Okay. All right. So I get that point then. It's a bit of a way to compensate the government, as you said, for when people don't pay. But now they've decided, hang on, we need to actually do a bit more work to ensure that people do pay. So what is it that's been announced in relation to these interest charges?
Well, in December 2023, in the mid-year economic and fiscal update, the government announced that the general interest charge and the shortfall interest charge payments incurred after 1 July 2025 will not be deductible.
Okay.
By making the general interest charge non-deductible, the government has effectively increased the cost of tax debt.
Can you explain that to me a bit more? What do you mean by that? And I guess it plays into the fact as to why small businesses in particular don't pay.
Well, certainly. I mean, going back to what we were talking about before, the general interest charge is meant to encourage people to pay tax. That's why there's a 7% uplift. But whether that actually does encourage you to pay tax first depends on what alternative finance is available to you. So if you can actually borrow from a bank at a lower rate, you've got an incentive to pay your tax first and go and borrow money from a bank. And most large businesses do that because they can access finance a lot more cheaply than what it costs to borrow to fund the tax debt, being the 11.34%. Small businesses, it depends on their profile whether 11.34% is cheaper for them than going to a bank. At the moment, the 11.3 4% is deductible. So the cost of borrowing from the ATO by not paying your tax debt is less than that. What the government has done by saying that you can't claim a tax deduction for the 11.34% that you're paying, it means that if you go to a bank and you can borrow at, say, 12%, but you can claim a tax deduction for that, that 12% borrowing is actually going to be cheaper after tax for the small business than extending the terms of payment for tax debt. Why do small businesses particularly impacted by this? Obtaining extended payment times from the ATO is easier than applying for loans and credit at a bank for many small businesses. Businesses can also self-serve and obtain payment plans for tax debt for amounts up to $200,000 automatically from the ATO. So a lot of small businesses are carrying tax debt rather than applying for loans from financial institutions.
And those payment plans, they are things that our members can help their clients with, help them get those set up.
They certainly can, and our members do.
So they're attempting to make small business uncomfortable, essentially. And it's uncomfortable in the way that it then is an incentive to pay your tax debt because it's becoming too expensive to not pay it.
That's correct. Australia has a huge amount of outstanding tax debt. The ATO has been talking a lot about the $50 billion of collectible tax debt. That is debt that taxpayers agree is due and payable. But there's also $16 billion of disputed debt, $11.3 billion of insolvent debt, and over $15 billion of debt on hold, which gets us to a total which is, pushing $100 billion of tax debt. Now, to put that in context, the amount of that tax debt is greater than the largest expenditure item in the budget. So the government really does need to get this tax debt in the door so it can actually finance the goods and services that people need. The government had several choices when it came to accelerating the collection of tax debt. Either improve the ATO tax collection mechanisms or make the cost of debt so high that the payment of tax becomes more attractive. And the government, in that MyEFO decision, has gone with the latter option. It's increased the cost of tax debt and it effectively outsourced the credit rating of businesses with tax debt to financial institutions.
How much are they expecting, do you think, to recuperate through doing this?
It's not clear how much they intend to recoup through this. It certainly gives an incentive for healthy businesses to go out and get financing from traditional financial institutions rather than delay the payment of their tax. So we're expecting that, the total amount of tax debt probably will decrease. But those businesses that can't go out and borrow from financial institutions, and that could be because their business is not necessarily viable or they've got some deeper issues in the business, means that the ATO may end up with tax debt that is harder to recover. And it's interesting to note that when the government made this announcement, it expected to raise an additional $500 million in the first year. Because they're expecting some businesses not to be able to obtain alternative finance.
So, what do accountants need to know? What do our members need to know in relation to this?
Well, first of all, accountants need to make their clients aware that there is going to be an increasing cost of having tax debt. And once the clients realise that, it's likely to generate a lot of work for our members. The small businesses in particular will need their accountants to help them with their cash flow, financial analysis, and business turnaround ideas as they try to pivot their finance to alternatives which are tax deductible and thus potentially cheaper than the general interest charge.
And so there's also part of this is what is going to then happen if you don't do it, if you don't pay as they're trying to recuperate this tax. What is the penalties likely there?
Yeah, businesses that have tax debt, particularly ones that can't get alternative finance, quite often ignore that tax debt and conversations with the ATO. Currently, there are over 50,000 disengaged taxpayers. That is, taxpayers who owe more than $100,000 and have not engaged with the ATO for more than 90 days. Now, the ATO can report these disengaged taxpayers to credit reporting agencies, but it's also beginning to issue director penalty notices in relation to them.
And on director penalty notices, what is it that our members need to know about that?
They really need to refresh their knowledge of them. As I said, there's possibly 50,000 director penalty notices going out this year. There are different types of director penalty notices. The ATO is issuing non-lockdown director penalty notice, which allows a director 21 days to either get the tax debt paid or to put the company into administration or liquidation. And they're also issuing lockdown DPNs, where the liability of the company for the tax immediately attaches to the director. Our members need to know, when these director penalty notices will be issued, the impact on their clients, what they need to do to protect their practice, what they need to protect their clients as well. So to help our members with this, Chartered Accountants is putting on a free 1 hour sharing knowledge webinar on the 6th of June at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time to give our members a refresh about the director penalty notices. And the session will have a particular emphasis on practical strategies that CAs can undertake to help protect both their client and their practice.
I love this. Everyone listening to the podcast will know I love a plug. So good work, Susan. I will put some links to that in the show notes as well. And I'm sure if you're listening to this before June 6th, jump into the show notes and register. And then afterwards, I'm sure it'll be available in the member section of the CANZ website, right, Susan, for people to watch if they miss it.
Yes, it will.
Great. I'll update the link to the show notes so then that is what appears if you're listening to us after the 6th of June. I love that. So much there that we've covered in this short chat. That is what we like to do. So there's a couple of takeaways. One, Susan has written a great article about these changes to the interest charges. So jump onto our website and have a read of that where you can get all the information in more detail. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And Susan is going to be back as well as her colleague in the super space, Tony Negline, for the podcast that we will do on the week of the federal budget in Australia being handed down. So make sure you're following the podcast so that you're ready for that to drop. That podcast episode will drop after we also come together, Susan, for the webinar that we're doing on the 15th of May, just after the federal budget is released. That's going to be a busy week as well. So as I said, make sure you're following the podcast. Search Small Firm Big Impact in your favorite podcast app, or you can just check out the podcast page on the CAANZ website. All the episodes are there, as well as the transcript, so you can listen and read along at the same time to get all the information that you need. If you would want to get in touch with the podcast, email us podcast@charteredaccountantsanz.com. Let's start a conversation. Thank you, Susan Franks, for being my guest on Small Firm Big Impact.
Thanks, Gil. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.